Hello, and welcome to your OCR Further Maths Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most satisfying topics in the whole specification, Pythagoras' theorem in three dimensions. Now, I know what you might be thinking. I already know Pythagoras. A squared plus b squared equals c squared. Done. But here's the thing. In further maths, the examiners want to see you take that familiar idea and apply it in a completely new dimension, literally. We're going from flat triangles on a page to diagonals cutting through boxes, heights of pyramids, and hidden right-angled triangles buried inside 3D shapes. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to find those hidden triangles, how to avoid the most common mistakes that cost students marks, and you'll have a set of exam techniques that will help you nail every question on this topic. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big idea. In two dimensions, Pythagoras tells us that in any right-angled triangle, the square of the hypotenuse equals the sum of the squares of the other two sides. Simple. Now, in three dimensions, we extend this idea, but the key insight is that we never actually do 3D Pythagoras in one go. Instead, we always reduce the problem to two separate 2D applications. This is the golden rule: extract a 2D right-angled triangle from the 3D shape, use Pythagoras, then use that result in a second 2D triangle. Let's talk about the most common 3D shape you'll meet, the cuboid. Imagine a shoebox. It has a length, a width, and a height. Now, the question examiners love to ask is, what is the length of the longest diagonal, the line that goes from one corner of the box all the way to the opposite corner, cutting through the inside of the box? This is called the space diagonal. Here's how you find it. Step one, find the face diagonal. Look at the bottom face of the cuboid. It's a rectangle. The diagonal of that rectangle is found using standard Pythagoras, f squared equals l squared plus w squared, where l is the length and w is the width. So f equals the square root of l squared plus w squared. Now, and this is crucial, do not round this answer. Leave it as a third, or keep the full value in your calculator. Step two. Now look at a vertical right-angled triangle. It has the face diagonal f as its base, the height h of the cuboid as its vertical side, and the space diagonal d as its hypotenuse. Apply Pythagoras again. D squared equals f squared plus h squared. But since f squared equals l squared plus w squared, we can write the whole thing as d squared equals l squared plus w squared plus h squared. That's the 3D Pythagoras formula. Must memorize, it is not given on the formula sheet. Let me give you a concrete example. Suppose a cuboid has length 4 centimeters, width 3 centimeters, and height 12 centimeters. First, the face diagonal. F squared equals 4 squared plus 3 squared, which is 16 plus 9, which is 25. So F equals 5. Then the space diagonal, D squared equals 5 squared plus 12 squared, which is 25 plus 144, which is 169. So D equals 13 centimeters. Beautiful. A Pythagorean triple hiding in a 3D shape. Now let's talk about pyramids, because these are where students really struggle. A square-based pyramid has a square base and an apex, the pointy top, directly above the center of the base. The examiners will often ask you to find either the vertical height or the slant height or the length of a slant edge. Here's the key. You need to identify the hidden right-angled triangle. The vertical height drops straight down from the apex to the center of the base, and it meets the base at a right angle. Now, from the center of the base to the midpoint of one of the base edges is a distance of half the base length. This is called the apothem. The triangle formed by the vertical height, the apothem, and the slant height is a right-angled triangle. So, slant height squared equals vertical height squared plus half the base length squared. But there's another triangle from the apex to a base corner. The distance from the center of the base to a corner is found using Pythagoras on the base itself. If the base has side length A, then the distance from the center to a corner is a times root 2 divided by 2. Then the slant edge squared equals the vertical height squared plus that distance squared. The most common mistake here, and I see it all the time, is using the slant height when the question asks for the vertical height or vice versa. They are completely different lengths. The vertical height is always shorter than the slant height. Always draw the triangle and label it carefully. One more important point, exact third form. OCR further maths questions will very often ask you to give your answer as an exact value or as a third. This means you must not convert to a decimal. If your answer is root 50, you should simplify it to 5 root 2 and leave it there. If you write 7.07, you will lose the accuracy mark. This is one of the most common ways students drop marks on this topic. Right, let's talk exam technique. When you see a 3D Pythagoras question, here is your action plan. First, read the question carefully and identify exactly what length you're being asked to find. Is it a space diagonal, a vertical height, a slant edge? Don't assume, read it. Second, draw the 3D shape if one isn't provided, and then draw the 2D right angle triangle you're going to use separately. Examiners reward clear diagrams. Even if your final answer is wrong, a correct diagram can earn you a method mark. Third, identify which sides of your 2D triangle you know and which you're finding. Label them clearly. Fourth, apply Pythagoras. Show your substitution explicitly. Write a squared plus b squared equals c squared, then substitute the numbers. Don't skip steps. Fifth, if the question says show that, this is critical. You must show every single step, including intermediate CERD values. You cannot just write the final answer and expect marks. The examiner needs to see your full working. Now, the three most common mistakes. Number one, rounding intermediate answers. If you find a face diagonal of root 50 and you write 7.07, then use 7.07 in the next step, your final answer will be slightly wrong and you'll lose the accuracy mark. Always keep CERDs or use the exact value in your calculator memory. Number two, confusing slant height and vertical height in pyramids. The vertical height goes straight down from the apex to the base center. The slant height goes from the apex to the midpoint of a base edge. They are different. Draw them. Number three, not identifying the correct right angle. In 3D shapes, not every triangle you can draw is right angled. The right angle in the space diagonal triangle is at the point where the face diagonal meets the vertical edge of the cuboid. In a pyramid, the right angle is at the base center, where the vertical height meets the base. Okay, quick fire quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the formula for the space diagonal of a cuboid with length L, width W, and height H? The answer is D equals the square root of L squared plus W squared plus H squared. Question two. In a square-based pyramid, what is the name of the line from the apex to the midpoint of a base edge? The answer is the slant height. Question three. If a question asks for an exact answer, should you give a decimal or a CERD? A CERD, always leave it in exact form. Question four. In a show that question, what must you always include? Full working, including intermediate CERD values and explicit substitution. Question five. What is the distance from the center of a square base with side length A to one of its corners? It's a times root 2 divided by 2. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. 1. Pythagoras in 3D always involves two applications of 2D Pythagoras. Never try to do it all in one step. 2. The space diagonal formula is D squared equals L squared plus W squared plus H squared. Memorize this. It's not on the formula sheet. 3. In pyramids, identify the hidden right-angled triangle formed by the vertical height, the apothem, and the slant height. 4. Never round intermediate answers. Keep CERDs exact throughout your working. 5. In show that questions, show every step including intermediate values. And remember, draw your 2D triangle. It's the single most effective thing you can do to earn method marks and keep your working organized. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep drawing those triangles, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!